sparked the conversation, telling me I look like Rihanna. I'm like, okay, thank you.
An investment into her star potential.
He gave you how much money?
$1,000.
But what kind of payback?
I said, okay, what's the catch?
Was he expecting?
He came on to me at the studio.
Why didn't you call Ray?
Don't talk to her. Talk to me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old artist's manager, Lamont Hines, is suing singer, 21-year-old Rain Porte, for an unpaid loan to help further her music career.
Order. All rise.
You know, it's case number 47 on the calendar, in the matter of Hines versus Porte.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Hines, your complaint alleges that you made a loan to Ms. Porte.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Porte says it was not a loan. It was money that you gave her in the furtherance of her musical career to sort of get her started. And this wasn't really all about you wanting to help her with her musical career. It was all about you wanting to help her out socially with you. So she terminated whatever business arrangement she had with you, and she doesn't owe you any money. Now, Ms. Porte, I'm going to start with you, because I think that that will be most helpful to me, because he looks much too anxious to talk. Where did you meet him?
On the way to my dentist appointment.
On the street?
Yes.
So a stranger approaches you on the street and says...
He said that he was an artist manager in the music industry, and he was interested in working with me.
So a man who you don't know approaches you on the street and says he's in the art industry, and he'd like to help you.
Yes, after I told him I was a singer and songwriter.
Well, how'd you get into this conversation with him instead of calling the police and saying this stranger is approaching me?
Well, he He followed me into the building. I did avoid him at first, and...
So, you avoided him?
Yes.
But he followed you into the building?
Yes.
I would be dialing 911. Go ahead. Followed you into the building.
I said I would take down his contact information.
Well, I want to understand how this meeting happened.
Well,
what he said to you.
He sparked a
stranger approaches you on the street. You go into your building where you're going to see the dentist. He follows you.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, he has to say something, or I would turn around and say, you have a problem?
Yes. He sparked the conversation, telling me I looked like Rihanna. I'm like, okay, thank you. And he started asking me questions like, okay, what do you do? Whatever. And I said, no, what do you do? And he said he was the manager at the Chelsea Piers. I said, okay, that's nice. And he said he was studying artist management. He'd also managed other artists. And I said, okay. He kept going, saying that he was interested in working with me. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'll take down your contact information and contact you if I'm interested. And so I did that.
And so you contacted the stranger?
Yes.
Brilliant. What do you do for a living?
I'm a singer-songwriter.
What do you do for a living?
I write music. I'm working with a production company. I also perform at different venues.
Do you get paid for that?
Yes.
How much did you get paid for that last year?
From him, nothing. Before, I was
him.
A cashier.
That's what I asked. What do you do for a living?
I'm a performer. I perform at different venues, lounges.
So you do per diem stuff?
Yes.
And that supports you?
Yes.
Great. Now get to the point where he gave you money.
We met at dinner, a diner.
Okay, so after you went to the dentist, how much later did you call him?
2 days later.
Yeah, go ahead.
And we went over future goals that he had for me, events. So we talked about studio time. And after the meeting, he went to the bank, and I said, you know, what are you doing? He took out the money, gave it to me,
just
and
a second.
Said...
Let's go slower. You know, I like to go slow at certain
okay.
points and fast at other points. You finished your dinner, and when you walked out, you had finished your discussion. What were you doing walking with him to the bank?
That's what we talked about over dinner.
What?
Him investing in me.
What did he have to invest?
He said that I need to look the part.
And?
That image was a big part of being an artist, and that he wanted to invest money into me. And I said, okay, what's the catch? He said, there is no catch. You know, I just need you to look the part. All I expect you to do is write your music, show up on time to the studio and to events.
So he went to the bank with you, and so now you have an agreement. The agreement is he's going to give you some money, and the agreement is, according to you, that you're going to write music, show up on time, and show up for events.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
And based upon that, he gave you how much money?
$1,000.
And on what date did he give you $1,000?
I'm not sure exactly. It was a month later, like 2 months or something.
A month later what? I thought you walked to the bank from the diner.
No, that meaning he didn't give me money. That wasn't the day he gave me money. It was like a couple months after.
Couple of months after?
Yes.
Had you had any dealings with him in those 2 months?
Yes.
How, by phone or in person?
Both.
So you saw him in person?
Yes.
Did you go out for dinner?
We went to the studio.
What studio?
His cousin's studio.
Did you work?
Yes.
And so after a couple of months, he gave you $1,000.
Yes.
And the agreement was he's going to give you $1,000 and you have to continue to write music.
Yes. And show up.
Show up on time and show up at events.
Yes.
That was your agreement with him?
Yes.
Okay. On what date did you give her the $1,000?
June 13th.
After June 13th, did you show up at events?
Yes.
Which events?
The studio.
How often?
Whenever he asked me to be there.
How many times?
Maybe like 4 or 5 times.
Did you show up at events?
We didn't go to any events.
So you certainly didn't show up on time to events?
Well,
because there weren't any events.
Yes.
And at what point did you cease to have any communication with Mr. Hines?
After he came on to me at the studio.
What date?
I don't remember exactly.
Well, think carefully.
It had to be like around July or August.
What do you mean around July and August? If you're breaching a contract, you should know what the date is. Was it July or August?
I believe it was July, end of July.
And what did you tell him?
To stay away from me. He pulled out his and started in front of me. He
well,
was
that's
drunk.
Pretty, that's disgusting.
Yes.
Did you do that, Mr. Hines?
No, I did not, Your Honor. No, I did not.
Why would she say that? I'm looking it up. I'm not sure whether I believe that.
So why didn't you call Ray?
Listen to me. Don't talk to her. Talk to me. She didn't say that you touched her. She could have said that you did that, but it's not what she said, right? So it was after that experience that you said, stay away from me?
Yes.
Smart. Would have been smarter not to have anything to do with it. Somebody that approaches you on the street and say, hey, honey, I'm going to make you a star on Broadway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Usually doesn't happen that way. Now, what happened in July, sir?
We got into an argument.
At the studio?
No. We got into an argument in her building.
In her apartment or in her building?
In the lobby of her building, downstairs.
Let me hear about the argument. What date was it?
It was, I'll say, the week after July 4th.
Fine.
Okay?
Mid-July.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Absolutely. So now I was actually telling her friend she's beautiful, you know. And
in her building?
In her building.
What the fight was about.
Yeah, basically. That's how it all started, okay? And her friend was, you know, she was digging me, you know. And for some reason, Rain over here got jealous. So if she claimed that I pulled out my then why are you getting jealous by me trying to talk to your friend?
You're talking about two different times,
you understand?
Sir.
But anyway, she asked me to leave. I reminded Rain. I said, Rain, remember, you owe me that money. She told me to go myself, okay? I said, oh, go myself? I said, Rain, everything you're wearing right now, I invested in that, okay? So I left, okay? We exchanged words, all right? I left. All right? Ever since then, she's been avoiding my phone calls.
Well,
all right?
But she didn't avoid coming to the studio to work with you, sir.
We never went to the studio any time after that.
I'm not talking about after that. I'm talking about before.
Okay.
She came to the studio. I believe her when she says you told her to come. You had studio time. She came. She did it. What would be the reason that somebody who seems to be smitten with the idea of being a performer and has got somebody who's got a studio where she can work, why do you think she would stop going to the studio? Mr. Hines.
Well, because she didn't have any materials ready. She didn't have any songs written.
You think that that's the reason?
She told me that.
You think that the reason she didn't come to the studio was because she didn't have any material?
Yes, and I didn't want to waste my cousin's time. That's my cousin's studio in the Bronx.
Tell me when you told her that she was wasting your time.
I said, Rain, if you don't have any materials ready, it makes no sense that we keep working together at the moment, you know?
So what were you doing in the lobby of her building telling her friend how pretty she was?
Because she invited me over that night, because we were supposed to go to the studio that night.
What were you supposed to go to the studio for, Mr. Hines?
No, so we could work on at least some of the stuff that she have pre-written, and we was going to work with her.
It's a bad investment, Mr. Hines.
Very bad.
You know, sometimes what happens with bad investments, you lose them. You put a period and you move on. I think it's foolish, sir, to pick up young girls on the street and tell them that you're going to make them into a celebrity.
I never told her that. I didn't, Your Honor, I did not tell Rain
just
that. I never told you that
did
I was going to make you a celebrity, Rain. You know I didn't.
I'm paraphrasing, Mr. Hines. She didn't say it. I said it.
Right.
What are you doing following young women into buildings for?
I never followed her into the building. Can I tell you how I met Rain?
Absolutely.
I met Rain.
I would absolutely love you to tell me
Thank
how you
It'll
met
be
her.
My pleasure to.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
So you signed a promissory note.
This is what happened. I came home. He was up. He had this letter. He's like, sign this letter. Sign this letter now. He held me down, made me sign it.
Listen to me, madam. Listen to me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lamont Hines claims Rain Porte owes for an unpaid loan to help further her music career.
Go ahead.
I met Rain March 2011. Okay, it's a hot sunny day. It was Friday. Okay. She was.
Go ahead.
I'm not gonna lie, Rain. She was very attractive, beautiful, and I heard her singing. Okay, she had her headphones on. I heard her singing. I was like, hey, excuse me, you know, you got a nice voice, you know, I'm studying to be an artist manager. And that's always what I wanted to do. So I figured, hey, you know, a girl like this, maybe, you know, she sings, I manage, maybe we could work something out. That same night, we hung out. We went to the movies, okay? We went to the movies, we watched the movie, and after that, we just went our separate ways. We talked a little bit, and then, you know.
Now I know how you met. You met walking down the street.
Yeah.
She's listening to music, singing. You like the way she looks.
Yeah. I thought she was beautiful.
It was a bad investment, Mr. Hines. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It was never a contract.
Because she insisted that I trusted her.
Just he was unprofessional.
And me like an idiot, I did trust her.
When he was inappropriate.
There wasn't any inappropriate behavior.
Just it gave me bad publicity.
Like you said, it was a bad investment.
Well, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Next time, definitely we write up a contract.
I just hope that young girls learn from my experience.
Paperwork first, then money later.
And I'm glad justice is served.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Pantsner versus Shell. Step forward.
26-year-old Christopher Pantsner is suing his ex-girlfriend, 25-year-old Heather Shell, for a series of unpaid loans during the time they dated.
Mr. Pantsner, let me see if I understand your position. Mm-hmm. You moved into a home with the defendant, and you were a couple.
Correct.
When you moved into the home, initially you were going to share the expenses of the home, but the defendant did not have funds.
Correct.
So, according to you, you agreed to advance the funds for living for both of you.
Correct.
And with the understanding that when the defendant was able to, she would pay you back the money that you had advanced.
That is correct.
At some point, the relationship went south, and I think she told you to leave.
Correct.
And when was that, sir?
She told me to leave early January.
And you said to her, I'll leave, but I want my money.
Yeah, I would like to be paid back for the money lent to you.
How long had you been paying the expenses?
I paid for 2 months.
How much?
Roughly.
What did you pay? Not roughly.
SDG&E.
What is that?
San Diego Gas and Electric.
For the house?
For the house previous to me staying at the residence, yes.
And how much was that?
I believe it was $700 for Verizon Wireless. It was about $340 for SDG&E. I also paid a $50 credit card payment that she needed, that she was behind on.
Okay. Hmm. What else?
A few different things I wrote down.
Well, I'm listening, sir. That's why we're here. We're not here for me to comment on your tie.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How did you figure out a way to calm things down?
I called the cops right after.
No, how did you figure out, now the police are there, how did you figure out how to calm things down?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christopher Pantsner says ex-girlfriend Heather Shell owes for loans to pay her rent and for living expenses.
Go ahead.
It's a payment for First Savings Bank.
How much was that?
$342.06.
What was that?
I believe it was to pay off an existing credit card that was maxed out that she had.
Was that for your credit card?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Next, I actually paid a $50 Capital One payment towards her other credit card. And that was on top of the $1,250 for the first month's rent.
Well, was that for your share of the rent and the rest
of the... That was the entire rent for both of us. And she was agreeing after I moved in that since I moved in to save her from being evicted, that I would only have to pay... I told her she'd only have to pay me back half because split the rent down the middle.
So what's the half of that?
Half of it is around...
Not around. We're in court today,
sir. It's $660.
Okay, so how much did you pay on her behalf for rent?
I paid $770 on my behalf. And then it was another $500 and I think it was about $550.
So he paid for your rent for that first month, as well as his own, because you had no money.
Correct.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
I lent her $223.42 for sports equipment because we actually went on a pretty lavish vacation from December 6th to the 9th at Mammoth Mountain.
Not interested. Keep going.
Okay. I actually paid $200 to keep her cats alive.
Well, tell me about that.
She put dog advantage on a cat, which basically would kill the cat because it's a weight-oriented medicine. So they had to rush it down to the hospital, get it fixed. They didn't have the money to do that, so I was like,
who's they?
Tommy and Heather rushed down to the hospital, and they paid for it initially, and they said they didn't have the money to cover it, so I was like, cool, I'll cover the $200 to keep your cats
alive.
Keep
going.
Next, there was the rent that I paid $970 the second month, which
was... You paid $970?
I paid $970 second month.
Just a second. $970 in total? You paid $970?
I paid $970 in total.
In total. And you were supposed to pay $770?
Correct.
So what was the other $200?
Because she was short and she needed it.
Okay. Is that correct?
No, ma'am.
The $200?
No.
Keep going.
Next, I paid off a court fine of hers to the San Diego Superior Court to the tune of $395.
What was that for? What was that for?
I have no idea. I don't know what he's talking about.
She said she didn't get a ticket. Do you have a copy of it?
Of the bank statement or the ticket?
No, itself? Does the bank statement have her name on the ticket?
It doesn't. It just says the San Diego Superior Court.
Can't help you. What's next?
Basically, midway through...
No, basically. I don't want to hear basically. I said, what's next?
What's next? I covered $234.75 for Stater Brother groceries on top of the money I've already paid.
Listen to me, sir. You know, I have 9 years of postgraduate work.
I didn't know that, but I respect that.
So far, according to the reasonable things that you've suggested and the things that she actually agrees that she owes you for, $2,032. Now, I read your complaint, and I see that there was some sort of a to-do between the two of you, but at some point, the defendant signed a promissory note. Is that correct?
This is correct.
I'd like to see it, please.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So you signed a promissory note. You said you owed him $2,940 for rent.
Your Honor, he forced me to sign that. What happened was I was sent home. I actually was at work, and I went home because he said he was going to start taking my things out of my house to pay him back for things that he had already gave me. And I said, what are you talking about? And I rushed home.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. I read your answer. Mm-hmm. Your answer said that you had a disagreement with him, mm-hmm. and you called the police.
Right.
The police arrived.
Correct.
It was after the police arrived that this note was signed.
No.
Do you have a copy of the police report?
I do. Your own.
I'd like to see it.
Here's the incident report.
Did you tell the police when they arrived that he forced you to sign a note?
Yes, ma'am.
Show me.
This is a police
Show
report.
Me.
It's an incident report. They
Show
didn't,
me.
We actually figured out a way to calm things down. I talked
How did
to
you
him.
Figure out a way to calm things down?
I called the cops right after.
No, how did you figure out, now the police are there, how did you figure out
Your
how
Honor,
to calm things down?
This is what happened. I came home, he was off. He had this letter. He's like, sign this letter. Sign this
no,
letter now.
This,
he held me down,
me.
Made me sign it.
Listen to me, madam. Police arrived.
After the police arrived.
Police arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. How did you figure out when the police were there how to, your words, calm things down?
It was prior to the police coming.
How did you figure out after the police arrived how to calm things down is my question to you.
They were already calm when the police came in.
Fine. Then did you say to the police, make him give me back this note that he forced me to sign?
No, because I signed it under duress, and I
Judgment
didn't think that
for the
that
plaintiff
it was an issue.
In the amount of $2,900. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Because we did have a rocky relationship. He had left me and gone back to his ex.
But you'll never guess what she did to get him back.
That was pretty cunning, Miss Borman.
Next Judge Judy.
Yeah, we were in a great relationship. He tried to buy my love.
Probably started falling apart.
He's crazy.
Towards the end part.
He wanted to, like, be my boyfriend.
When they figured out that I was gonna stop.
And also my owner.
Taking all the crap.
And wanted to have jurisdiction over everything that I did.
I think that's kind of funny because...
And what I did and who I talked to and where I went.
She did what she wanted regardless of what I said.
The clothes I wore.
So it's kind of, yeah.
Don't date crazies.
I'll have to choose more wisely next time.
And stay true to the ones that you love.